Monday night, or L'Gimel Kislev. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're learning business dinim, or Ben Adam HaChavero dinim. And we finish Samach Gimel. Yes. We finish Samach Gimel, and we're up to Samach Dalet, and that's having a tray for restaurant. The shaylos come up, not very often, but they do come up. You really, like the basic rule of thumb is what we're going to learn now in Sif Aleph of Siman Samach Dalet. You're not supposed to do business with something that's usher to eat. Midrabanon, we're talking about something that's mutar bahana. But let's learn. Kol dovah shosem anatar ba'achila, whatever's usher to eat. Avol bishim mutar bahana, and there are many things on avela. Chayz is usher ba'achila and mutar bahana. Tray food is usher ba'achila and mutar bahana. You're allowed to benefit from it. What? Right. Not all shoes. All shoes.
Is this because you might eat it?
Hush puppies. Whoa, that's what we're learning. We're talking about, that's his point. We're talking about something that's mutter ba'no medirayisa. But still, yemudover hamiyuchad l'machol, if it's something that's food, also lasas boschora. You're not allowed to do business with it, earn money from it. Whether, we'll see. Now, the Gemara actually learns it out from a pasuk. It's a machlokas rishonim, actually, if it's derais or derabonon. I would say most hold it's derabonon, because you might come to eat it, or you might be machlokas someone else in eating it. Now, Rav Moshe writes, they bring down it from the Gemara Moshe, that it doesn't apply to dog food and cat food. It's talking about people food. Okay? But again, we're not talking about something that's osur bano. You could theoretically have meat cooked in milk, especially with certain animal foods. It could be basar b'chalav with yaraisa, meat cooked with milk, and you're not allowed to have ano with yaraisa, then it's, of course, it's osur, even dog food, because you're having hanah from it. We're talking about this issue, derabonon, assuming we'll assume it's a derabonon. Okay. Also, lasas boschori, you're not allowed to do business with it. You're not allowed to deal with it. Ola halvos olav, or to take it as security for a loan, to lend money, olav means to take it as security. Fafilo likno, so even if you're going to buy food, tray for food, La'achilo l'pa'al l'akum. You don't want to buy him kosher hot dogs. It's expensive. But if you're buying him lunch, you're not allowed to buy him tray for food. Also, you're not allowed to buy your worker tray for food. Not because he's not allowed to eat it, because you're not allowed to buy it. It's like you're doing business with it. Avol dover she'enomid l'achila, this is specific. If you gave him money, go buy yourself lunch. The iser, we'll assume it's Rabbanan, is not to do business with tray for food.
Why is that doing business? You're giving a worker.
You're buying it. You're not allowed to deal with it. You're not allowed to transact with it. I don't know, whatever the right verb would be. You're not allowed to. You can't do nothing.
What about now? What can you do?
You could use it for shoes. You could buy shoes.
Well,
it's not royal achila.
Are we talking?
You can buy a football. It's called a pigskin, no? Uh-huh. Is it pigskin?
Are we talking? Because this case seems like we're talking very direct. In other words, if you were playing the stock market and you were buying pigs,
big shiloh in the postkin, pork belly futures.
Yeah.
Big shiloh. It's a shiloh in the postkin. Maybe I'll. If you send me an email, I'll do some research and we'll talk about it. It's a shiloh in the postkin. Also, people. Inevitably, they want a heter to be partners in a tray for restaurant. Right? They were offered a good deal, they'll have 10% in a tray for restaurant in New Mexico. Tamale, a hot tamale lunch. But it's tray for food. What? They try to find that. I mean, there's heter, some people are saying, okay, there's coolers, and then that. I will dovish in oimid la'achila, but let's first learn the basic halacha. The basic halacha is that you're not allowed to do transactions with trefa food. Probably midrabbanan. But something, but it's only food. I guess some places where they don't eat horse meat and they don't eat donkey meat. You could, they're not raised for food in most countries. I guess we're not in Thailand. So you can do business. You can do business with these animals, you know, with another tray for food. Why? I'm not sure. A special din, sherei nemar bo, yosel l'chol melacha. So I'm not sure if there's a reason, or we just apply the rule that if the Torah explicitly said something is permitted, then even the Rabbanan don't come along and forbid it. There's such a rule in a Taz somewhere, so this might be such a manifestation of such a, this might be a manifestation of such a rule. Because the only thing he has to go on is that the Torah says Beferish, you can do Malacha. They also the whole Malacha, everything's permitted with Chelet. And Chelet's also Bachila. Okay.
He doesn't give a reason.
What?
He doesn't really say a reason.
He doesn't say a reason, that's what I said. I think the reason might
not
be...
Not for regular.
He doesn't say a reason. For Rabbanon. The reason is, the Chreinim assume it has to do with coming to eat it. Yeah, but, you know, don't say, oh, I wouldn't do that. In this Dami L'Odom Bakroi Dover Osir, now we come with the exceptions. The person is not, doesn't do business, he happens to, it comes his way. He's a fisherman. Now it doesn't mean he knows it's going to happen every day. It means it happened. He's fishing for tuna, and he gets something in his net. Maybe he bought a piece of meat and it came home. It's a trefa. It's an avela. Like it popped into his hands. He happens to have it. Mutal mochrim. He could sell it. To get rid of it, kivin shalom is kavin lekach. Since he didn't take it like the kavona to do business with it, it came like inadvertently or by accident. Call it.
It's like catching a dolphin in a tuna.
Right.
Net.
So he's allowed to sell it. He's allowed to sell it. Now I don't know if this is true. If you know that every time you go fishing, you're going to catch a dolphin, and you continue to fish there. I don't know if it covers that case. But tzarich lemochar miyad, but you have to sell it immediately. No, it's a way of getting rid of it. It popped into your rishus, so you're getting rid of it. Till it grows and you'll feed it. Everybody will gain and profit from the sale. But he can't buy it from you to sell. Because then he's doing business with it. He's buying and selling it. Here they bring down from a Moshe that you're allowed to be paid to transport non-kosher food because you have no share in the merchandise. Yeah, and you don't own the food, so you're just profiting from the non-kosher food. That's okay.
The more of an indirect manner.
Yeah, you don't own the food, right? It's indirect. You don't own the food. Oh, you're allowed to, I don't think, you can't take it as security, but you could accept payment in it and then sell them immediately.
What? That seems to me like you're doing business then.
I would say, no. See, when you lend a guy money, and now you're only lending him if he gives you security, right? And he's giving you security at something trade. So that's doing business. Like you're lending and he's giving you security. It's like, here, I guess, in order to collect the debt, if the guy says, I have nothing but trade for fish. I have no cash. So you can take the trade for fish and sell it right away. It's recouping your loss. It's called, you're not doing business, you're recouping your loss. You have to sell it immediately, but you could taka wait and not sell it at a loss, if that's how the market dipped. You don't have to sell it at a loss. Sivdalit is Dovish and Isur Elamid Rabbanon, Dinangvina Shal Nachri, Goyish and Cheese, Salsa Midrabbanon, Mutalasas by Schar. There's no such Isur. Isur is only on something that's also to eat Midioraisa.